As we start moving towards the new year of 2026, and it's just around the corner, the people on Satre Hill are getting busier and busier planning for the 100th anniversary of the ski jumps. And part of that is going to occur before the end of this year because they're looking for future jumpers. And that's via the Salisbury Winter Sports Association's Junior Jump Camp. And here is none other than Willie Hallahan to inform us about this event.
Hi, Michael. Yeah, thanks for having me on again. And you're right. We're gearing up for the 100th anniversary of Jump Fest and all that goes along with that. And at the end of Christmas week, the 27th and 28th, that's a Saturday and Sunday, we're hosting our annual jump camp for kids that have never jumped before, maybe. Also, kids can come back who have been jumping all along. It's a two-day clinic. It starts at 9 and ends at 2. It costs $50 a person for the whole span. It includes lunch both days. And you don't have to be a great skier, but you do have to have skis and boots and a helmet already downhill. You have to arrive with the ski equipment because we don't have enough to go around. So if you arrive with that, then we'll teach how to ski jump. Last year we had like 50 kids come, which is unprecedented. To get that many children involved in a sport like ski jumping is just wild, because you just don't think there are that many who would be interested in it. But there's huge and growing interest in ski jumping, it was evidenced last year by that huge turnout. And we have about 20. We have a very robust jumping program throughout the season. They'll probably start jumping the next few days. They've been making snow and pushing it around, and certainly on the smaller hills. But we have 20 some kids who jump regularly in practice and travel around to the other ski hills in the east to jump on other hills and get into their competitions. So it's a very active, very robust program, and it all kind of starts on the Saturday and Sunday of the 27th and 28th, because there'll be new kids. There'll be kids who are already in the program who'll be there helping the new ones along, and it's just a fun time. Everybody loves it.
Now, it says that they have to be 7 years old in order to participate. How far does your age range go on the other side of this?
You mean on the upper end?
Yeah.
There really isn't one. Kids typically start jumping. If they're going to jump and to embrace the sport, they start on the early side, because as they grow older, some of them just become big kids. You know, the jumping favors the long and lean body type. So if you have an 18-year-old kid who also plays football, you know, they might not be the best candidate body-wise for ski jumping. They might still enjoy it. But typically, I'd say the bulk of the kids are in the 7 to 12-year-old range. The 12-year-olds are that's the youngest they can be to go off the big jump, which they don't do. I should probably hasten to add that they, of our three jumps, they begin on the small 20-meter junior hill. And then when they get good enough, proficient enough, and confident enough, they go to the new 36-meter hill, and then they work their way on up to the big hill. So they can't even jump the big hill until they're 12. So in theory, they could go up into their teens easily.
So for this event, they don't have to have any experience for this one?
No, they have to own skis. They mm-hmm. have to have skis and boots and a helmet. They don't need their poles like they would in downhill. And they don't have to be great downhill skiers, because basically they're going straight. They don't have to, if they haven't learned how to turn, do their turns and so forth, that's not a big deal, because it's about jumping and landing and going straight. So, but they do have to have the equipment, at least for now, because we just don't have enough spare equipment to go around. When they get good enough, or if they decide that they're going to stay with the program, we can provide the jumping skis for them, because we do have skis for that. But to start off, to get through this 2-day clinic, they have to have their own downhill equipment.
Now, just to be clear, you said it's $50 per child, and that includes both days?
Yeah, both days. Lunch both days also. And if there's time and there's enough interest, they might, the second day, Sunday, they may have a little tournament, fun tournament for those who are interested. But they'll have bonfires, and they'll have lunch, and we have coaches and also parents of kids who've been jumping for several years who really know their stuff, who can be helpful. So it's all done with safety in mind. When kids start out, they don't start off going off the jump and catching air on their first day. They start on the landing hill, and even partway up the landing hill, just to get used to going down the hill. You know, and then they might start a little further up and go down. And after a while, always when they're confident and they feel secure in what they're doing, they go the next step further. It's a very measured, incremental process, so that they never feel they're unsafe or anything. It's fun to watch, and parents just they're blown away by the progress they can make in a very short time. Kids seem to be fearless. Not all of them. Some start off timid and they move along a little more slowly than others. But it's fun to watch, and they get so much out of it. Mm-hmm. And if they decide that they like it, then they can continue to come and practice with the rest of the kids for the rest of the season.
Now maybe
participate in some of the travel too.
Now, you noted in your press release that there is a possibility of joining Team Swasa. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, Team Swasa are those kids I mentioned before, that group of 20-some kids who are part of our program. They practice two or three times a week, a couple evenings, or after school times that we practice. We have lights, state-of-the-art lighting, so we can practice into the evening, especially this time of year when it gets dark so early. They practice either two or three evenings during the week and one weekend day, a Saturday or a Sunday during the daytime hours. And then if they want, some do and some don't, they can travel to Lake Placid or Brattleboro or some of the other hills around New Hampshire and compete against their age group up there. What's remarkable about ski jumping, it's a bit unlike other sports where you can be a brand newbie, never been on before, been on jumping skis before, within one season, you can get good enough so you go off the 20-meter hill, and then you can travel to Lake Placid, the home of two different Olympics, and compete against your peers on a 20-meter hill, all within a 2 or 3 month period. It's wild how that works. The kids are very supportive of each other, although it's kind of an individual sport. It is very team-oriented because they're all, even if they're competing against each other in the same age group, they're always supportive of each other, applauding their victories, and it's a great program. It's basically our mission. You know, people think of SWASA as the ski jumps, the jump fest, and all that, but our core mission is to teach kids how to ski in all of its forms, including jumping.
As we've spoken about before in previous interviews, you're becoming an all-year-long facility to learn the art of ski jumping and such. So it's a serious thing in what you're talking about.
And you mentioned, you bring up a good point, that our two smaller hills, our 20-meter beginner hill and the new 36-meter intermediate hill, will be year-round jumps starting next year. The new hill was constructed. They've applied the ceramics to the in-run. The in-run is the ramp that the kids ski down before they reach the takeoff. And so the ceramics are in place, so we don't need snow for that. But we won't have plastic on the landing hills until after the season's over. So the in-runs of both the 20 and 30 are year-round at present, but the landing hills are still snow covered. Next year that'll change, and we'll be able to practice and hold tournaments all year round. We could have a ski jump tournament where kids come from all around the East in July if we wanted to. But it'll change things significantly because our kids are restricted around here to the temperatures. We make snow as long as the temperatures allow us, and that might be into March or maybe April if we're lucky, and then the season ends. Up at Lake Placid, those kids jump year-round because they have year-round facilities. And starting next year, we will too.
Well, that's great. We've been talking with Willie Hallahan from the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, and it's about the upcoming, the last event for the year 2025 Junior Jump Camp, which will be a two-day event at the Satre Hill in Salisbury, downtown Salisbury. And that's on Saturday and Sunday, December 27th and 28th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Children 7 years and older are welcome. The cost of the event is $50 per child, includes lunch and instruction for both days. And so if you want to learn the basics of ski jumping, there's not a better place to do it because it's right here in your backyard.
That's right. And if people, this is a lot of information to absorb over the radio, but if they wanted more information, they can go to our website, jumpfest.org. The press release will be there, or if it isn't yet, it will be. Or you can email info@jumpfest.org and ask your question. Somebody, one of our directors, will get back to you. And if you just plain want to register, you can just go to skireg, that's skireg.com/swasa-camp. But if you have any questions at all, just go to the website or email info@jumpfest.org and someone will get back to you. We look forward to seeing you there.